Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro, and today we'll be talking about a play called The Woman in Black, which is opening on October 14th at VPA, October 14th, a week from today.
And our guest today is Gary Forrester, what is your title again?
I'm the executive director at Valley Performing Arts.
But you're not directing this play?
No, ma'am, I'm not.
And what would you like to tell us about it?
Well, it's quite an interesting play. It's only a two-man show.
It's a two-hander.
The two actors portraying the characters are Ted Carney and DJ Rotok. And the play takes place in England. The storyline is this takes place years after the event, but a middle-aged man named Arthur Kipps engages the services of a local actor to reenact the events that occurred years before. Kipps was a junior solicitor sent to the northern parts of England to settle the estate of a widow, a recluse. And while he is there, he has some encounters. And he is in the process of trying to reenact those events to try to exorcise himself of this ghost that keeps following him around.
So is there a seance and all that?
Not a seance. This is more of a cathartic process for the actor. So he engages another actor to help him reenact these events for family and friends in the hopes that he can get rid of the sense of dread, the exercise, the ghost that's following him around. It's an interesting concept.
Yes, it is. It sounds like with only two characters, it wouldn't be much of an enactment. They must be very good actors.
Well, one of the actors, and it's actually a role switch, the actor takes on the part of Arthur Kipps. Arthur Kipps...
His initials are A.K.
A.K., right.
All right.
And then as the actor is trying to help Arthur Kipps, Arthur Kipps takes on the other characters as they go through the process. So the actor actually assumes the role of Arthur Kipps. Arthur Kipps assumes the various roles of the people that he encounters on his journeys through Eel Marsh House and Nine Lions Causeway in the northern part of England.
The Northland. Mm. It's real spooky up there. They're always from the north. There's always things going on there in those counties.
I don't think so. I thought...
Really?
I like it. Like the north of England.
You've been to the north of England?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah, I once made it.
Is that where Birmingham is? Or Manchester?
Birmingham, it's the beginning of the wall. I once did a drive along the wall, the whole length of
Hadrian's
it, all
wall?
By myself.
Uh-huh. They had to keep out those pexy... Pesky
stopping wherever I
Celts,
could find
right?
a hotel and getting up and walking on it. It was great.
Wow. It's still wild up there. Then,
still wild.
Oh, yeah.
It's still very wild.
Pretty part of the country. I've been to Scotland and England, and it's beautiful.
Yeah. Scotland and England are attached.
They are.
And then Northern England gives way to Scotland.
It does.
Yeah, it's kind of like Alaska, right?
We don't give way to anybody.
That's right. No, not up here. So Arthur Kipps. Is it a comedy?
No, it's not a comedy. This is very much a ghost story. I remember talking to Larry Bodgin, artistic director, when he was first reading the play and then actually decided to submit it as one of the additions for the season. He had to read it with the lights on. This is very much an intense ghost play. It's not just one where you just kind of sit back and just kind of watch it happen. The audience will become involved in the story. It will draw you in.
Great.
It's a good story.
I love ghost stories. So there's a lot of special effects.
There's some, and I don't want to give too much away. But it's Grant and the people that are involved behind the scenes are working hard to make sure that it's a true 3D experience from the
there's
standpoint.
There's a sheet
of
on strings, and it goes woo woo woo. Through the audience. This is good for Halloween.
It's great for Halloween. That's why we picked it. It's a good
perfect
seasonal
time.
Good seasonal product.
What a coincidence.
Hardly coincidence.
Yeah.
Well, Gary, we don't want to give too much about the show, so let's just talk about VPA a little. It has a long history. I know that my daughter was on the board of directors many years ago, mm-hmm. and Gail Janicek.
Right.
And it's moved from various places. I love the theater you're in now.
Well, we started out in 1976 on the fairground in the small log cabin church, which was a Lutheran church at the time, and started out on with about, 14 to 16 benches with only about an inch worth of foam and fabric covering on it. a few years later, they expanded over into the building next door, and the log cabin essentially became the green room. And then in 1997, we moved the building that we were inhabiting at that time over to our current location and added it to an old auto shop, and moved the theater lock, stock, and barrel there, and expanded, from the original 14 or 15 rows of benches to 172-seat theater that we have now. We're celebrating our 36th season of continuous operations.
Yeah.
And you've had people who started out like as babies, right? They were like just tiny children, and now they're still with the theater.
And we have a few that are still with us. Larry Botchin, who's our artistic director, started not quite as a baby, but he was on one of the original shows that we did in 76.
He was a teenager.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guest, Gary Forrester, from Valley Performing Arts, talking about their show, which starts next weekend, and is called The Woman in Black.
It's funny that the title is The Woman in Black, but there's no woman in the play. It's two guys. Does one of the guys in the play ever put on a black dress?
No, there's no cross-dressing in the show.
Okay, all right. So they're referring to the ghost then.
They're referring to the woman that Kipps encounters at a funeral. He sees this haggard woman in black at the funeral, and she attracts his attention, and he's haunted by her appearance and the certain circumstances and occurrences that happen over the course of time starts to weigh heavily on him, and he has to find some way to.
So he's kind of haunted himself.
Indeed.
So the woman in black, is she a spirit or is she a real corporeal being?
Well, it's interesting as the story progresses. Nobody in the town wants to talk about this woman in black either, or the circumstances that surround her. Her appearances and the nature of the tragic story behind her. It's kind of like one of those, the nesting dolls.
Yeah,
where
yeah,
you
like
take
Chinese
off different
boxes. Yeah.
Where you start taking off one layer and it reveals another layer and it reveals another layer. And as Kipps and the actor begin to portray the different parts
the layers
of what happens, you get a full feel of how this has affected his life. And it's quite intense.
Well, there are curses in life. Do you believe in that, Gene, that somebody could get like a whammy on them somewhere along and then like their destiny kind of plays out like this was meant to happen because this happened? You see it in retrospect, hindsight, of course, but that maybe there are things that happen to people that just put them on this kind of irreversible path.
Probably. I think that happens to everybody, actually.
Yeah, I think so, too. The concept of fate.
Either fate, or everybody has skeletons in their closet.
Quite a few.
The older they get, the more there are.
Well, the interesting thing about this show is it debuted in '87, and it's run continuously in the West End of London for the last 23 years.
It's like the Fantastics.
And just keeps going and going and going. It's a well attended show.
That must be pretty good.
I read on the website when I was researching this and looking at different things, they're celebrating their 9,000th performance, which is so it's a testament to the quality of the story as well as the ability for longevity.
And there's that kind of like circuit in our head that, we're only like, two steps away from living in a cave and being scared by everything. So all of these different superstitious, unknown, mysterious things, there's a trigger. We have a predisposition toward believing in the scary. I mean, the things we can't understand are interpreted as frightening. Wow. Yeah. 9,000 performances, but you're only going to have, 14 performances?
This will be a 3-week run, so we'll have 12 performances.
12. Okay, so that's something to get up to see for the Halloween.
Oh, excuse me, not 12, 9. Three shows a weekend. Nine performances.
That's a scary number, 9.
Well, if you decide to drive up, you can drive my car and take me.
Okay, good. I'll drive like a nut, like a bat out of hell.
And you need to come.
You got to see me driving. Yeah, I should. I think we should go to that. Gene, yeah. Okay, we're on. We're going. I'll just have to get off work that day. And probably the next day, too, because they'll be so frightened, they'll be sick.
That's right. You won't want to turn the lights off when you get home.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, are there any parts of the play where it's totally black, like where all the lights go out and the audience is, like, really kind of, you know, left to just kind of swim in this, like, murky, inky, dark darkness?
Not so much sure about the inky blackness of it as so much as how it begins to take shape. It starts out with a very simple set. And as the play progresses, they pull things out of a steamer trunk.
Oh.
And the steamer trunk itself takes on different aspects as well, as a desk and other things. So
really?
They begin to play out, and as they assume characters, they open up the steam trunk and pull stuff out.
That have to be built, that special trunk?
Well, it's a unit set to where everything takes place on stage at all time, because since you're actually in a theater and it's portrayed like you're in the theater, that's the nice thing about this, is you actually walk in and you're already part of the environment.
Oh, that's great, yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. So with the costumes, does it take place, like as a Sherlock Holmes? I picture like it's kind of like Edwardian times.
I'm not sure the exact time period of it. If I had to gauge it, I would say it's probably early 1900s from that standpoint, maybe late 1800s.
Something that could happen. It sounds like a story that must resonate today, too.
Yeah.
It's timeless.
It happened like in the swinging 60s, you know, like in England. That's how I picture it. You know, I picture Julie Christie and Michael Caine as something. Being in it, but there's no women, so it would be Oliver Reed and Richard Harris.
I hope you have two very good actors, because
we do.
That's required.
The two cast are VPA veterans, and they're very good.
Well, unfortunately, we've run out of time, and I want to thank you very much for coming, Gary Forrester, to talk about The Woman in Black, which is opening a week from tonight at VPA, Ballet Performing Arts. In Wasilla.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And now, here's a Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to datebook49 on alaskapublic.org. At Cyrano's, starting October 21st, you can see the musical Carnival, directed by Bill Fabry. Showtimes at Cyrano's are Thursday through Friday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
At Anchorage Community Theater, you can see Arsenic and Old Lace, which runs through October the 23rd. This hilarious play is fun to see again and again. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 3. Tickets are available online or call 868-4913.
At UAA Theater, on the main stage, you can see The Language of Trees, October 7th through 24th. Performances are Friday and Saturday at 8, Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 786-4849.
Casting for the feature film Frozen Ground continues. For those interested, they can send a headshot and acting resume to frozengroundcasting, that's all one word, frozengroundcasting@gmail.com. And in the subject line, put if you want to be an actor or actress or an extra.
Up in Wasilla, Valley Performing Arts presents The Woman in Black, opening October 14th and running until October 30th. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For ticket and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.